SBS ریڈیو کی سیٹلمنٹ گائیڈ، آسٹریلیا میں زندگی گزارنے سے متعلق معلومات، مسائل اور کہانیاں۔ آسٹریلیا میں نئے بسنے والوں کو اکثر نوکریاں حاصل کرنے میں دشواری کا سامنا ہوتا ہے۔ آسٹریلیا میں کام کرنے کا تجربہ نہ ہونا، زبان پر عبور اور مہارت نہ ہونا، اور یہاں کے معاشرے کے طور طریقوں سے ناواقفیت چند ایسی وجوہات ہیں جو نئے آنے والوں کے لیے مشکلات کا سبب بنتی ہیں۔ ایمز نامی ایک ادارے کی جانب سے کی جانے والی تحقیق کے مطابق ملک میں نئے آنے والوں کو مشکلات کا سامنا تو ہوتا ہے، لیکن نوکری ڈھونڈنے میں اگر مدد فراہم کی جائے تو یہ مسئلہ حل ہو سکتا ہے۔ اس ادارے کی مونیکا اوڈویر کا کہنا ہے کہ اکثر افراد کیجول نوکریاں کرتے ہیں۔
For many new migrants, and especially in our study where it was mostly women, face a number of barriers after migrating to Australia. In particular, this could be a long career gap due to migration itself, needing to learn English, and sometimes supporting the settlement of their families. It's really difficult to pick up your former career in these circumstances, and also to develop the networks that are important for many professional careers in Australia.
ان کا یہ بھی کہنا ہے کہ اکثر افراد کو وہ نوکریاں ملتی ہیں جو ان کی قابلیت کی عکاسی نہیں کرتی۔ ایسے افراد زیادہ پڑھے لکھے اور تجربہ کار ہوتے ہیں، لیکن نوکریاں ویسی نہیں ہوتی۔ ایمز میں ان افراد کو نوکریاں دلوانے میں مدد کرنے والی مارگریٹ ڈیوس کا کہنا ہے۔
Well, I think the real struggles are trying to fit in to the Australian job market. Many people come with a resume, but it may not be appropriate. And also they tend not to look at job ads or don't read them carefully. And also people tend to apply for a job and ignore some of the must-haves.
ان کا یہ بھی کہنا ہے کہ ایک عمدہ سی وی کا ہونا نوکری حاصل کرنے کے لیے ناگزیر ہے۔
Learning to adapt each application for a specific position using keywords and phrases from the job advertisement, which really demonstrates their understanding and their fit. Keeping resumes short and relevant to address the local requirements is quite difficult. Quantifiable achievements are very important. Preparing a relevant cover letter and trying to get the person's name if possible, asking somebody to check their application for spelling, grammar and again relevance.
تنزانیہ سے تعلق رکھنے والے باب 4 سال قبل آسٹریلیا آئے تھے۔ ان کا کہنا ہے کہ ایسی بہت سی وجوہات ہیں جن کی بنا پر ایک نئے آنے والے کو نوکری کا ملنا مشکل ہو سکتا ہے۔
The first reason would be the language. Even if you used to speak English when you were at home, the accent, the way of communicating, it would be a little bit different to the ways that you used to apply when you were at home. So all that put things a little bit hard. But apart from that, there's the issue of culture as well. So for that reason, it is a little bit harder to just go hunt a job.
اکثر کمپنیوں کی جانب سے نوکری کی درخواست رد ہو جانے کے بعد باب نے ایک ادارے سے رابطہ کیا ہے جو نوکری فراہم کرتا ہے اور نوکری حاصل کرنے والوں کی مدد کرتا ہے۔ 5 سال قبل اٹلی سے آنے والے ایک شخص نے بھی اسی صورتحال کا سامنا کیا۔
I need to say that it was very challenging at first. It's quite different to my country. And I guess that here it depends on your profession as well. That's what I noticed. The very first challenge for me was to create a resume which would be good enough to get a job. I had to write resumes in a different way. And as my profession was the profession of a teacher, I had to address every single criteria in a different way and write something which would be interesting to the people that were considering my application.
Margaret ka kehna hai ki agar CV dene ke baad انٹرویو کے لیے بلایا جائے تو اس کی بھی اچھی تیاری کرنا بے حد ضروری ہے۔
Do their research so that they don't go wondering what they're going to be asked, talking to recruiters about the positions that they're going to apply for, and practice responses to possible questions. Also try not to write down sentences and remember them, but just to have some points so that they are talking more naturally.
وفاقی حکومت کی جانب سے جاب ایکٹیو نامی ایک پروگرام شروع کیا گیا ہے جو نوکری ڈھونڈنے والے افراد کو مختلف کمپنیوں تک رسائی دیتا ہے۔ اس پروگرام کی وکٹورین اسٹیٹ مینیجر ایڈرین جینکنز کہتے ہیں،
Job seekers come to us generally through the Centrelink system, so most of the job seekers will be on some form of income support. And the level of service depends on the circumstances of the individual. Generally speaking, when a job seeker comes to us, they will sit down with one of our consultants to do a job plan, and we will look at a whole range of possibilities. possibilities to assist them. In some cases, that may be as simple as assisting them with their resume. Also, educating people about how the labour market works at the moment.
آپ اپنی تفصیلات درج کروا سکتے ہیں اور اگر کسی کمپنی کو آپ کی خدمات کی ضرورت پڑے گی تو وہ آپ سے اس پروگرام کے ذریعے رابطہ کر لے گی. ایڈرین نے مزید کہا,
It is difficult at the moment with the labour market. There is an increase in number of sort of part-time and casual jobs. The workforce is still becoming casualised, if that's a word, and the number of full-time jobs are decreasing. So some industries are diminishing, I'm sure you know, well, manufacturing sector. There are, however, opportunities. There are some growth industries. Food processing, for example, is one area. There is some growth in employment. Obviously, the healthcare and community services sector is another growth industry. Aged care facilities, gardeners, maintenance people. So there is opportunities out there.
Unka kehna hai ki aksar log jo naukri dhoondte hue is baat ki ahmiyat nahi jante ki dusron ko janna aur networking karna kitna zaruri hai, wo galti karte hain.
One thing that we try and coach people in is that almost a third of all jobs are not necessarily advertised. It's word of mouth. So it's really important for people to understand that their own networking is really important. Often it is a friend of a friend of a friend who recommends someone to a job that's not advertised. The longer you are unemployed, one thing that happens is your network starts to diminish. So it becomes like almost a catch-22.
سیٹلمنٹ گائیڈ سے متعلق مزید کہانیوں کے لیے sbs.com.au/اردو پر جائیے.